Wouldn't you love to get paid for doing what you love to do? If you're ready to move on to what's next, join us for Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson. Our uplifting live talk show on Saturday mornings from 10 to noon will have you circling back, not running in circles, to pull your experience forward in new ways. Advance your career, plus help others with theirs. Join us Saturdays, 10 to noon, right here on 104.1 The Truth, for pragmatic advice and unconventional wisdom. Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson, where your path is created by walking on it. Well, just like we did earlier in the show, of focusing on the F's to get an A when you're in transition, those F's again were your faith, your family, your fun, your food, your fitness, your focus on others, your finances, of course. I want to talk in this segment here now to your fitness or your wellness, because for any of those of you who cannot afford to be sick, that's what my next guest is all about. So welcome to the studio, Jennifer Ricard.
Thank you.
Well, let me introduce Jennifer. She's a member of the startup company called CopperZap, based here in Tucson. She's a resident for over 20 years, and Jennifer hails originally from New England and concentrated on anthropology and Spanish for her Bachelor of Art in Multidisciplinary Studies. She's a voracious reader, has pursued graduate work then in information resources. Jennifer has worked mainly in nonprofit and educational organizations, though she's also driven a school bus through Vermont winters, been an archaeologist in Arizona, and a four-color offset printer in Massachusetts. So this is going to be fun talking about the diversity of what she's gotten herself into, inspired, or stirred up, I'm sure, Jennifer. And now she and her colleagues, just three of them, are dedicated to not necessarily curing the common cold, but really helping us avoid contracting it entirely to help change that baseline of our health and wellness. So, again, welcome.
Thank you.
So, driving a school bus in the winter, connect with Copper Zone, you know, Copper Zap to ward us away from colds and sneezes. I see a connection there.
Good, good. I'm glad you do.
Well, tell us, what is Copper Zap? What's it all about?
Well, the inventor was looking for something that would stop him from getting colds, and they had taken something that he liked quite a bit off the market. And so he...
In terms of a tablet or some sort, he took it off.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. And so he came up with... All the research he was doing kept pointing toward copper. Everything he read was about copper, and he kept going, copper. And, you know, he knew zinc was antimicrobial, and he had read about colloidal silver, and he even knew that, you know, gold was antimicrobial. So he started thinking, what could he do with this? Because all the research had been done with copper as a surface. Mm-hmm. So they had put it in some test wards in hospitals to counteract hospital-acquired infections. And so...
And we know there's a huge industry out there trying now to contract
MRSA,
deal with MRSA.
All the antibiotic-resistant things.
Yes.
And so they found that they were able to reduce hospital-acquired infections in one ICU by 58% by just replacing something like 10% of the surfaces with copper. Things like faucets and bed rails where people touch a lot. So he thought, well, how could I transfer that to the human body? He thought, I wonder if I rub copper in my nose, if it would stop a cold. So the next time he made a little prototype, and the next time he was getting a cold, he tried it and it worked. And he thought, oh, no, this has to be a fluke. So he invited all his friends and
neighbors, and victims,
colleagues.
That's right.
Grabbed everyone he could find. If you're getting a cold, let me know. So a bunch of people tried it, and it stops a cold if you get it within about 4 hours of that onset of those first symptoms.
Yeah. And, of course, you know, we know that certain chronic conditions and recommend people to wear copper bracelets. So this isn't necessarily new that copper isn't in some way used in holistic integrative medicine circles, but not necessarily one that would be research-based, I gather.
Right, and I always kind of call that the woo-woo stuff because I don't understand, and I don't know if there's science behind that. Some people do claim a copper bracelet helps with arthritis or inflammation, and now I've seen things on TV where people are wearing copper compression clothing, which I also don't know anything about, but I tend to be logic-based, and there's a lot of logic behind this of it being antimicrobial. It's just the research is there. The EPA has declared copper the only solid antimicrobial surface, allowing it to be used in hospitals and restaurants and so forth for that very purpose.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. So let's back up. And so how'd you fall into this opportunity?
Craigslist.
Craigslist. Don't you love it? So for all you folks out there that are looking for your next ride and spending hours on monster board or company websites, don't overlook something as simple as Craigslist. So what did that ad look like from the inventor?
I liked it because it looked varied. It said something like administrative assistant needed, marketing, quality control. It named like all these different things. I thought, okay, I'm not going to be just sitting at a desk all day. So that's what attracted me to the job. And I also liked the fact that you had to be there the next day at 2 hours in the morning and 2 hours in the afternoon. And that was the only time he was going to see people. And so
it was very clear. This is an urgent need.
Yep.
He was going to be very direct. You're not going to fool around with that possibility.
Right.
So how did the interview go?
It was really funny. I was one of about 25 applicants that day. And I could tell somehow that I had gotten to the second part of the interview because he shuffled his papers and put something underneath and said, okay, then. And he said, now we're going to do some math. I said, math? And I had a look of horror on my face. I said, I can use pencil and paper, right? And he said, no. And I said, okay. And he said, well, you know, what's 267 plus 394 or something like that? And he did all these math questions, and I got quite a few right. But what he was listening to, I think, was how I was solving them in my head. I was adding 200 and 300, and then I was adding 60 and 70 or whatever.
And so his background, obviously, is a technical scientific background. So he's looking, perhaps, on the way you were thinking.
I think he was looking for someone who could think on their feet.
Yes,
and,
of course.
And who wasn't intimidated by new challenges.
So what did you feel like when you walked out of the interview?
I felt pretty good.
Yeah.
He actually said you did very well. And he chose someone else. And about 2 weeks later, week and a half later, maybe, he called me and he said, do you remember me? You came for an interview and blah, blah, blah. Yes, I remember. And he said, would you still want the job? And I said, sure. Or actually, I guess he asked me if I'd like a second interview.
Okay.
He said, the other person is moving away and she couldn't take the job. So
isn't that funny how that works?
And now he's so thrilled that he said, you were the first choice, really. You should have been. You were the one.
And so within the three of you at CopperZap, we're speaking with Jennifer Ricard, by the way, yourself and the inventor and actually the person that's manufacturing these devices then.
Yes. So, yeah, we're pretty small right now. We hope to be much larger, but right now we have one guy who uses a 150-ton press, polishing wheels, grinders, tumblers, glass blasting to make the CopperZap very smooth, and we call it fondle friendly.
Mm-hmm.
So you like rubbing your fingers on it, because as you rub your fingers and hands on it, you're also within a minute probably killing any bacteria that are on your hands,
which of course, you know, for any teachers, parents, etc., we know how much is transmitted through our hands. Doorknobs are the worst culprit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, faucets in public restrooms or at home, by the way.
I think that's actually how they came up with realizing, I can't remember what year it was, but that when they actually decided copper is antimicrobial, they had been doing some research, and this graduate teacher was having her students test different things in the room, and they realized that the doorknob was the cleanest thing, and it was because it was made out of brass, which is a copper alloy. And they began to test and realize that it indeed had those properties.
So you now find yourself in a position of a jack-of-all-trades opportunity. I mean, the way that Jennifer and I met, by the way, was at a head-over-heels event that the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce hosted, and there she was smiling in the booth, grabbing anybody that would walk by and saying, look at this. And right, you know, two doors down was an insurance company and two booths over there was Mary Kay Cosmetics. And so the diversity of it, you know, I have to imagine people come up to you and say, yeah, right, sure, uh-huh. Or,
yeah.
Okay, this is the last woo-woo quack thing that's going to pace your time. But you know what? I spent less than 2 minutes with you and said, this is amazing.
Yeah, and that's been the issue with the marketing this thing. We thought that it would sell on the Internet. It's not selling well on the Internet at
this
point.
Not up until now. That's what you need to think.
Yes, but I believe that it's because people don't understand it, because it's completely foreign. thinks of rubbing a piece of metal in their nose to stop an illness. It doesn't make any sense unless you know the research about copper. And those people who I've talked to who do understand that immediately say, oh my gosh, of course that will work. I wish I'd thought of it.
Yeah. And so, of course, here we are coming hopefully soon out of the high allergy season here in Tucson. It's been a real tough one with the winds, the Palo Verde trees dropping all that beautiful green fuzz everywhere. And just in general, people's opening awareness to immunity and what they should be doing, you know, whether it be consumables like water or taking care of their nutrients and the like. I think you're coming to market at a time when people are a lot more open-minded to realize, how do I get in front of this, not just do the pharmacological thing on the other side.
Right. And, of course, you want to build up a strong immune system so that you don't catch things in the first place. But we do have people who have used this preventively, which I find very interesting. My actually ex-mother-in-law in Vermont wrote to the company and said, you know, I've been using this preventively as people around me have been falling sick, people I work with, my husband, and I have not been sick all winter. She said, if I'm around sick people, I just rub it in my nose before I go to bed at night or when I get home, and sure enough, I've been well. You know, and you, it's hard to prove a negative, mm-hmm. but what difference does it make? If you're staying well, you're staying well.
So, indeed, are you the inventor in the community view? Have you linked up yet with any partners that might like to really do some bona fide research to more than that's been done?
Where
then you can push back and do the papers and all that would get that acknowledged?
Yeah, we have a proposal in with the U of A right now, or they sent a proposal to us and are thinking of including us on an NIH grant.
Fabulous, yeah.
They're very excited about its use in hospitals for things like staff and MRSA. I think it would be great for healthcare workers who are going in and out of a hospital to swab before and after, because they're not taking staff home or bringing staff in to the hospital environment. A lot, I think it's 30% of the population carries staph in their nose.
Really? That I had no idea.
And something like a third of them have MRSA.
Well, I can only tell you that, of course, someone who's a frequent flyer as I am, that I don't go anywhere without my airborne fizzy tablets, an extra thing of water, and probably for the last 2 years carrying wet wipes, you know, that you remember from those young days of your infants, that the first thing you do is you wipe down that tray and you wipe down the armrest.
Yeah.
And people around you kind of look like, oh boy, we got a, you know, OCD sitting next to me here. But you know what? Fine. You think what you want to think. I'm getting off this plane healthy. I'm not going to take it. I'm going to try to do away with as much of the gack as I possibly can.
Yeah. And this is one more layer of protection.
One more layer of protection.
We don't advocate not washing your hands or washing a tray, but this is certainly one more layer that can protect you from whatever's out there.
That's right. Well, I mentioned the introduction, Jennifer, your early studies in Spanish and also in anthropology. So the anthropology piece of it, of course, the study of human beings and the artifacts and the like, is there an anthropologist here at work in your new role, do you think? I mean, you're looking at human behavior, how people are reacting to you, the product, and so on.
Oh, definitely. I try to size people up really quickly when I'm out at events and figure out what's going to interest them. What is their need? How do, you know, everyone needs this in my mind, but what is going to influence that person to realize that they do need this and that it is a viable product and it works.
So in your other career backgrounds, you're speaking, by the way, to Jennifer Ricard, and the product and the company is CopperZap, CopperZap.com, to see this small device of copper that you can wand inside your nose to deal with warding off whatever germs are out there that are going to get us. The idea of being up front and center and selling, is that something, you know, were you the Girl Scout that always won the cookie competitions?
No. In fact, I tried Amway for a while, for about 2 years, and I said, oh, this is terrible. I'm just so bad at selling, and it's just not me. And then I had some friends in town who had Mexican furniture store,
mm-hmm.
and it was high-end, very nice things. And they said, well, we can give you this much money when we go away on vacation. I would help them out. We can pay you this and a commission or this higher amount with no commission. I said, let me do the commission. It sounds like fun. And I realized I was kind of a natural, because I wasn't so much trying to sell people as trying to help them and find what they needed and just kind of be there if they needed something. And I did very well.
Mm-hmm. So there's this revealing of things as you stepped into these different assignments or opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Archaeologists in Arizona. Tell me about that.
Oh, that was so much fun. When I
that tells me you understand how much we could get valley fever by sticking our head in caves.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not just our dogs, but us, for those of us that aren't native. Right. But archaeologists. No, tell me the connection here.
Well, I had the degree in anthropology from back east, and I was suffering through one too many long Vermont winters. And so I moved out here with my four-year-old and decided I would just come out here to go to the U of A for an archaeology master's degree, which never happened. But I did find a job right away at an archaeology company and spent a year with them until they ran out of work. But it was so much fun. I didn't get to travel much being a single parent, but I did do some local digs and some local surveys, which was really fun. A lot of lab work.
And see, there you go. The lab work and being in a scientific environment, even though you didn't have the science background, that, you know, this man that interviewed you, albeit he was giving you a math test to be clever, I think, but you have a familiarity or a comfort zone with being around the scientific.
Sure. I love
yeah,
it.
Yeah. So school bus. Okay. You drove a school bus in the winter, other than you say, I don't want to get sick. but I think it sounds like you like the outdoor jobs.
I do love outdoor jobs, and I don't know what happened, but I sort of got away from them. But someday, maybe I'll get back to the outdoors.
Well, you are, though. You're out and about for Copperzak, for
somewhat.
Sure.
Somebody. Right now, it's a lot of desk work, but I can see a day where I'll be out more.
Oh, that's right. So who's the ideal customer for this product?
Someone who can't afford to get sick. People who either
That's in the
speak,
all category.
Yeah, everyone. People who have a test tomorrow, or they're on a sports team and they have a big game, or they're a teacher, or they...
Final exams are coming
final
up.
Final exams.
Or you know you're going to drive yourself very close to the edge.
I've been on Twitter putting in getting a cold or getting another cold in quotes, and they're all teenagers. They're all teenagers tweeting about, oh no, I just had a cold, I'm getting another one. So, yeah, if you don't want to get sick, get a Copperzap. I mean, we can't make any claims, for the Copperzap itself. We can only make claims that copper is antimicrobial, and it is. And anecdotal evidence is very strong, that it does stop a cold.
And so this NIH grant that you're going to be included on at the University of Arizona that will allow then some, for lack of a better word, clinical trials or laboratory experience with that.
Yeah, we should get some lab testing prior to that. I think what we're going to do first, I can't remember, we've gone back and forth with them a few times on exactly what the testing will be, but it will be either be rhinovirus, which is the common 54% of the common colds, or staph.
Yeah, exactly. Fabulous. Well, thank you so much, Jennifer Ricard, for joining us. Again, the company is copperzap.com. And where do you see the company, you know, X number of years? I mean, as always, they say you should build a business with the intent to sell
That's
the business.
That's what we're doing.
But on the other hand, that is what you're doing,
yes.
Right? Okay.
Yeah. The inventor's a bit older than I am.
But you guys are kids. I mean, relatively speaking.
60.
That's kids.
I want to retire soon.
There you go.
So
then that means you want to reinvent, reimage, or re-inspire. Not this passive thing.
Yeah, no.
No.
No. Well, I'll be off to new adventures. Yeah. So in 5 years, it would be really nice to have the company profitable and in a position where we can sell it.
That's right. Are you looking for any talent to help you out at this point in time? What needs might your business have that maybe our listeners are saying, gee, I'd like to get on the bandwagon here. Maybe you need some commission salesmen.
That would be lovely.
Yeah.
Actually, I think what we've been doing is we've been selling to a few people, you know, at a lower distributor price.
At a distributor, right. Yeah, that's another model to consider as you grow the business. Yeah, it's the idea of how do I get my product to have legs and how do it get into other markets? Because there's no question for those of us that are already doing those other things, like I mentioned, handy wipes, carrying my airborne, you know, not sitting next to somebody who's sneezing, that to also be armed with yet another tool in the toolbox.
It's only like 2.3 ounces. I carry mine with me in my purse. It doesn't take up much room, and it has no side effects.
Yeah, that's right. And I think it'll pass the TSA scan when I go through the airport.
Yeah, people have been flying with it and staying healthy on airplanes.
There we go. That's great. The company, again, is Copperzap. My guest is Jennifer Ricard. Well, we'll look forward to watching the progress here. You heard it here first, folks, on Circles of Change. And, again, from where I sit, of course, radio doesn't allow listeners to appreciate this, but this lady is so excited and passionate about this product. And I guarantee you, nobody's safe at a trade show if they walk by her booth. They're going to get snagged to come over and have a conversation. And that's the enthusiasm that we need in entrepreneurial ventures. At the core, you believe in your product, as we talked about earlier on the show with Lynn Moran. You believe in your product. You've got the right blend of people, which it sounds like you can kind of keep the inventor over here and the colleague in the manufacturing, and you can have a ball doing what you love to do.
That's right.
And wonderful. Thanks for joining us, Jennifer.
Thank you.
My pleasure. Change is chaotic. That is, unless you embrace it, going places you hadn't dreamed were possible. The Larson Group, Architects of Change, is a leadership consulting, executive coaching, and career transition firm. We help individuals make the most of their current employment situation or to step forward confidently into a career transition. Contact us at thelarsongroup.com or toll free 1-877-544-2580. The Larson Group, Architects of Change, helping others unleash potential through transformational change. 1-877-544-2580.